Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about two organizations, Friends Life Care and Morningstar Living, who have combined their resources to launch a program in the Lehigh Valley to provide comprehensive health and wellness solutions for people living at home. And this partnership brings about an innovative solution for people who want more than just long-term care insurance. And the product, Life Care at Home, provides an affordable plan for lifelong care, plus a care coordinator who develops, manages, and monitors the care when needed. My guests this evening are Carol Barber, who is an MBA, and she's the CEO President of Friends Life Care Partners, the holding company for the Friends Life Care Partnership Companies, and Sue Capobianco, Chief Marketing Officer at Morningstar Senior Living in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. Carol was part of the team that pioneered the continuing care at home business model in the 1980s. It is a pleasure to welcome Carol Barber and Sue Capobianco to help us take charge of our lives by understanding the resources available to those senior adults who wish to remain in their own homes. Welcome Carol Barber and Sue Capobianco to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY.
Thank you so
much. Thank you, Eleanor.
Well, let's start with how did the Carol, tell me about Friends Life Care, a little bit of its history, what it does, and perhaps what your personal involvement has been.
Ellie, the Friends Life Care started back in the 1980s, really when the executive director of Folkways, which is a full life care retirement community in Montgomery County, asked a seemingly simple question. And the question that he asked is, how can we bring these same promises and guarantees of a life care retirement community to people who prefer to remain in their own homes?
Good question.
It was a great question, and we thought it was a simple question, but indeed it wasn't. But it turned out that there was a lot of interest in finding an answer to that question because there were really no solutions available for people who wanted to plan ahead for what they might do as they age and they have a change in health and have long-term care needs. We ended up with about $2.5 million in funding from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Pew Charitable Trust to develop the business model that ultimately Friends Life Care launched in 1990. I was very fortunate to be part of the team in the 1980s. I've been with the organization for over 30 years. I was part of that team that did all the market research and the business modeling and all the work to kind of create the business model. So it has a long history and was really filling a need that no one else had addressed.
Let me ask you about Morningstar Living, Sue.
Sure.
Tell us about Morningstar Living, and tell us about the partnership that has recently developed with Friends of Life Care. But let's start with first to talk about Morningstar Living.
Absolutely. Morningstar Living started in 1988 as a community, a retirement community called Moravian Hall Square. And so Moravian Hall Square is a full continuing care retirement community that provides residential independent living for older adults and also personal care, memory care, and skilled nursing care for individuals as they age and need care and go through the continuum of care. In 2012, we acquired a 20-year-old home care and care management business called Senior Solutions. And we did that because we wanted to expand our mission, which is really to enrich and support people's lives through their journey in life. And that enabled us to take our mission out to the greater community of Lehigh Valley by providing home care to individuals who want to remain in their homes. And then in 2017, this year, we started construction on a new campus that has been added to the Morningstar Living Organization called Heritage Village. And Heritage Village is a 50-acre campus that is active adult living that will provide the full continuum of healthcare services and also home care through Senior Solutions to individuals who live at Heritage Village and have their healthcare, their future healthcare needs met at Moravian Hall Square. So this partnership with Friends is really about supporting people who live out in the community, whether because they can't afford to remove to a retirement community. And quite frankly, over 90% of all the people over age 65 don't really want to move to a campus for retirement. They want to stay just where they're at, right in their homes. And so partnering with Friends Life Care enables us to further that mission and serve more and more people throughout the Lehigh Valley.
Well, now this sounds like a very interesting merger, and the thrust is to help people who wish to remain in their own home rather than consider a retirement community, as you just mentioned.
Correct.
And give them more options, because right now there aren't very many options.
Absolutely.
And so, Carol, how people wanting to remain in their own homes, what is it they need to consider? What do they need to consider? And what does your organization offer to help them in that consideration?
Okay, very good. First, Ellie, if it's okay, I'd like to go back just for one moment and to just clarify that Morningstar Living and Friends Life Care haven't merged together. We're still separate organizations, but we're working on this initiative in partnership with each other. Our partnership will allow us to bring the Friends Life Care model and opportunity to plan ahead for long-term care to people living in the Lehigh Valley. And we're delighted about this partnership because of the long history that Morningstar has in the Lehigh Valley and the wonderful reputation that they have. So I just wanted to make sure that none of your listeners mm-hmm. were thinking that our organizations have actually merged together.
Very good. I'm glad you made that.
Sure. As Sue mentioned, and this is a number that hasn't changed, as many as 90% of people say they really want to stay in their own homes as they age. They don't want to move to a nursing home. They don't want to move to a retirement community. Sometimes as people get older and might feel a little more isolated, their views change, and then they do want to be in a community living situation. But I think that what we do at Friends Life Care, and primarily before the partnership with Morningstar, had done this, offered enrollment in the five-county Philadelphia area as well as in Delaware. It helps people who want to stay in their own homes to kind of plan ahead for their long-term care. So people enroll when they're healthy and well, and then we work with them throughout the course of their life to help coordinate, help keep them healthy, help prevent a change in health, but also where their safety net to help them arrange for and pay for some of their long-term care services they might need as they age.
Now, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life, and today we're talking with Carol Barber, who is the CEO President of Friends Life Care Partners, the holding company for Friends Life Care Partnership. And we're also talking with Sue Capobianco, who is Chief Marketing Officer at Morningstar Senior Living in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. How do people know how much money to put aside and how to plan?
It's a great question, and I wish we all knew what the future was going to look like. And one of the challenges for an organization like Friends Life Care is that a lot of us don't like to think about how our health might change as we age. But the fact is, over 70% of us are going to require some form of long-term care over the course of our lifetime. So I think it's really important, and I love the name of your show, Take Charge of Your Life, because the Friends Life Care is really for people who want to take charge of their life, who want to plan ahead and not just let that 90% of life just happen to them, that they want to know, if I have a change in health and I can't take care of myself any longer, where am I going to turn? How am I going to pay for that? By having a program like Friends Life Care, you know that you're going to pay for part of it, and Friends Life Care will pay for part of it. But you also know that you don't have to be a burden on your children or your loved ones or your friends, that you'll know where you're going to turn. You already have a relationship with your care coordinator, and you'll be able to turn to Friends Life Care. So you really are taking charge of your life very much from not only a financial perspective, but also another big part of planning is just where am I going to turn?
Well, you know, I think we want to talk more about how you actually go about doing that and what it means to become associated with Friends Life Care and Morningstar Living. And I know you're also going to be holding some seminars in the community, in the Lehigh Valley, addressing this. Can you give some seminar dates?
Absolutely. I can offer that our first seminar is being held on July 12th at the Hilton Garden Inn on Airport Road at 10:30 in the morning, and then we're offering a second seminar in July on July 19th at the Wegmans in Allentown on Tillman Street, and that is also at 10:30. And then we also have a third seminar, Ellie, that we're offering on Saturday, July 22nd at 8:30, again at the Hilton Garden Inn on Airport Road.
Oh, I want to thank you for that. And we're going to talk more about Morningstar Senior Living, and we're going to talk about Friends of Life Care Partners when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
In 2017, WDIY is celebrating 22 years on the air. If you listen to WDIY, support the station by becoming a member today. Members are our most reliable source of support. We couldn't be here without you. To become a member, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100. WDIY, serving the Lehigh Valley and beyond.
If you are a Golden Age folkie and love the music of Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, Judy Collins, Joan Baez, and the Kingston Trio, WDIY is the place to be on Monday nights. From 7 to 9 p.m. on folk classics, all of that great music from the late 1940s to the late 60s will fill the airwaves, and we will welcome your ideas about the artists and songs you'd like to hear. Folk classics, Mondays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. And this evening we're talking about a very important matter. Those people in our community, we all want to live to 120. And most of us would like to live in our own homes as we age. And tonight we have talk about two organizations, Friends Life Care and Morningstar Living, who have combined resources to launch a program in the Valley to provide comprehensive health and wellness solutions for people living at home. And my guests this evening are Sue Copobianco, who is Chief Marketing Officer at Morningstar Senior Living in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, and Carol Barber, CEO President of Friends Life Care Partners, the holding company for the Friends Life Care Partners family of companies. And we're talking about what these organizations in their combined efforts are going to be able to bring to those people in the Lehigh Valley who wish to remain in their homes as they age. So let's talk about that. Sue, what is currently being done? Can you give us some stories of people that you've helped? So
that move into our campuses? Is that what you're referring to?
No, that stay at home.
Oh, sure, that stay at home. Obviously, we provide home care assistance, and those things include help and assistance for people that maybe need help with dressing, showering, bathing, need some light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication management, and even companion services for people who really have not been able to get out of their home and want to continue socialization or socializing with other people. And also, we provide transportation for people to afford people the opportunity to get out and socialize, to do things that they used to be able to do on their own, but maybe now because they can't drive anymore, they can't get to function. So our dedicated staff of home caregivers works throughout the Lehigh Valley to help people who are in those situations. And for adult children, in particular, Ellie, it's really essential when adult children are working and have their own careers and their own children, having a resource in a home caregiver that can be available to a parent to make sure they're safe and independent at home and they're healthy, that's a tremendous relief. So those are the kinds of services we provide to people throughout the Lehigh Valley and will do as part of the Friends Life Care Morningstar Living Partnership.
Do people start off with, say, you have a care manager who provides the idea that perhaps at the very beginning they might need 4 hours of care, then 8 hours of care,
and then around
the care. Because I know I cared for my dad,
mm-hmm.
and he lived in New York City, God bless him,
mm-hmm.
and he was before your program, and
okay.
he wanted to remain in his apartment before he wanted to die in his apartment,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I had to do. And I maintained him as long as I could, starting with 4 hours a day of help, 8 hours a day of help, and then eventually 24 hours.
Absolutely.
So I'm aware of what you're talking about. Now, you also provide transportation.
Correct.
What Friends Life Care does with Morningstar is provides a solution for people who want to plan ahead. And so The when enrolling in the program, the individuals will make a choice of how much they want Friends Life Care to pay toward their care at some point in the future when they might have that change in health. So Friends Life Care might pay $100 a day or $150 a day, and that will impact the amount of their annual fee that they end up paying in order to enroll.
Could you give us an idea of what an annual fee might look like or
sure.
sound like?
The annual fee for enrollment in Friends Life Care is right around $3,000. It would be lower amount for a person who is perhaps younger. That's probably an average for somebody who's in their mid-60s, perhaps. I don't think we mentioned that the minimum age for enrollment in Friends Life Care is actually 40. Most people aren't ready to plan that far ahead when they're 40.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a maximum age at the time of enrollment, and that is 85. So somebody needs to decide they're going to join before they're 85. Of our 2,500 members, obviously many have been with us for many years and are way over 25. I think we have 7 centenarians at this point.
Mm.
But so the people would pay that annual fee on an ongoing basis. And while they're healthy and well, they'd be developing a relationship with our care coordinators. And our care coordinators would be helping them develop strategies to stay healthy and well. They would identify when perhaps they've had some kind of subtle changes in health and intervene with some prevention strategies, but then would also be their safety net to help arrange for care and provide care for them to stay in their own homes. And that's a large part of where Morningstar Living comes in, is that they would be, through their dedicated team of caregivers, actually be providing that care through this partnership with our organization.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're providing a few seminars in the Lehigh Valley coming up in the month of July.
Correct.
Give us the dates and then also let us know the website where people can look it up further in case they can't quite
sure,
get
I
it.
Sure, I can do that, Ellie.
Okay.
The first date is Wednesday, July 12th. And again, it starts at 10:30, and we are holding that event at the Hilton Garden Inn on Airport Road. The second date in July is Wednesday, July 19th. That is also starting at 10:30, and that event is being held at the Wegmans in Allentown on Tillman Street. And then the third event and our final event in July is Saturday, July 22nd, and that event starts at 8:30, and it also is being held at the Hilton Garden Inn on Airport Road. The website where all of this information is available is friendslifecare.org. /Morningstar Living, or interested parties could call 1-800-496-1985 to get more information about the seminars.
Now, I think it's important for people to know that you would like people to pre-register.
That's correct.
For the seminars.
Right.
So give us the telephone number that people can call again.
1-800-496-1985.
Very good. So, you know, you were talking about your program sounds a little bit like long-term care insurance. How is Friends Life Care different?
Great question. Long-term care insurance is a great solution for people if they're just looking for financial protection, if they want a strategy for helping to pay for long-term care. But many people who really recognize, as you know, it was wonderful that you told the story of caring for your father, who know what it takes. It's not just about paying for care, it's where are you going to turn.
Mm-hmm.
So the big difference with Friends Life Care in partnership with Morningstar is that relationship that you have with our organization and with the care coordinator. And that relationship starts when you're healthy and well, and we try to help you stay healthy. We're not just there to pay for care when you need it. We're there to support you and kind of partner with you as you age. We're also a local organization. Friends Life Care kind of operates in the 5-county Philadelphia area in Delaware, and now is, of course, very excited to be in the Lehigh Valley with Morningstar. But also, we're a nonprofit organization, and both Morningstar and Friends Life Care are faith-based organizations. So
mm-hmm.
I think those are kind of important differentiators also.
Absolutely.
If I could just make one more comment about long-term care insurance, we've actually found that I think as many as 15 or 20% of the people who enroll in Friends Life Care actually already have a long-term care insurance policy, but realize that that policy does not answer the question of where am I going to turn. So they see a nice combination of Friends Life Care membership with their long-term care insurance as really giving them a more comprehensive solution, again, that allows them to take charge of their lives.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to also add, Carol and Ellie, that basically, I think the biggest difference for me is when I was talking about senior solutions and the care that we provide to people in their home, whether it's care management or caregiving, it's generally after the need for care is there. having this partnership with Friends Life Care gives people the added benefit of a care coordinator that works with them to be well and to stay well. And it's not after you need care. It's really preventative. And that's what's really exciting to us. It really enables us to do something that we couldn't do on our own with through Senior Solutions.
Well, I think this is a very interesting program, and people will want to know more about it. Give us the name of the website again, where people can get the dates of the upcoming seminars.
friendslifecare.org/morningstarliving.
And I think it's a very important program for people to be aware of if they are planning to or want to make plans to remain in their own homes. And can you tell us what will people learn at the seminar?
I think what they're going to learn is basically what their options are as they think about their long-term care needs. And this will answer a lot of questions about what care coordination together with the planning and the, planning for your own health care can do to prevent the need for long-term care.
So, one thing that we find is that some people think that if they have Medicare when they're older, mm-hmm. that will take care of their long-term care. So one of the things that we do at the informational seminars is have do kind of a quick review of just what Medicare covers and, more importantly, what it doesn't cover, which is all the services that we've been talking about today mm-hmm. to help people stay in their own homes.
Well, I want to thank you, Carol Barber, CEO, President of Friends Life Care Partners, and Sue Capobianco, Chief Marketing Officer at Morningstar Senior Living, for helping us to understand the many resources available to those senior adults who wish to consider remaining in their own homes, as well as resources in the community for those wishing to consider other choices. Friends Life Care and Morningstar Living will be holding informational seminars in July designed to provide more detailed information regarding membership in the Continuing Care at Home program. And the seminars will be held at various locations in Allentown, Wednesdays, July 12th and 19th, and on Saturday, July 22nd. You must pre-register by calling 1-800-496-1985, extension 235. Thank you, Carol Barber and Sue Capobianco, for helping us to take charge of our lives by offering options for home care to those older adults who wish to remain in their homes. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.